the live telecall and on the recording, because time is the most valuable commodity that we have, and it's the one we can't replace. We just cannot replace time. So thank you very, very much for joining me on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And I would like you to grab that piece of paper and pen that writes, and we'll just dive right in. Today, I want to talk about, ask you the question, do you have what it takes to become a millionaire? Do you have the knowledge? Were you told that you could become a millionaire? Because the beliefs that you have are just something that you have already learned. We are all programmed every day, every day, every day, throughout our entire life by everyone we come in contact with. And some of those people have more influence on us than others. Like our parents have a lot of influence. And they influence our habits and our behaviors. And think back when you were in school. Who did you really like? Who did you really look up to? And what were the behaviors that they had that you were attracted to? Do you know if you have any of those same behaviors today? Can you see any point where you may have picked up the behaviors and the attitudes from someone way back when? Now, it's a well-known fact that children may not listen to their parents, but they sure as heck do copy them. Just had the conversation with my brother-in-law a couple of weeks ago about eating healthy, and because their daughter is big time into baseball and she's on the local rep team. So eating healthy is very critical. And my brother-in-law said, yeah, that's one of the hardest things is setting that example. So if it was really just about the information that you have in order to become a millionaire, you would already be one. So it's not just about information. It's about those habits, those behaviors that you picked up along the way. And one of the things that I've learned along the way is about failing forward. A great book out there by Dr. John Maxwell is called Failing Forward. And I realized when I read that book, and that book had a huge impact on me. You know, if one of the books I really, really highly recommend, go out and buy Dr. John Maxwell's Failing Forward. Because I expect to fail my way to the top. That's where I'm going. I'm failing my way to the top. And it started fairly young. When I was in my mid-20s, I decided to become an Avon lady. And I was doing what they told me to do, and I was going along. And then I had one of my neighbors that I trusted and quite liked. And she, you know, told me that, oh, this was too hard, and, you know, you're way too young, and you're not going to be able to do this, and people aren't going to trust you, and I let her take me out. So, a few years later, I was introduced to Raymond Aron. Now, Raymond Aron lives in Toronto, and he was teaching courses about investing in real estate. And I went to that information session, and I bought the smallest package that they had, because, you know, I was not that old. I didn't have that much money. And I started doing exactly what they told me to do. And one of the things they told me to do was to start building up my credit rating by getting a few credit cards. So I was doing that. And I actually had the bank manager call me into the office one day and tell me to stop doing that because I was wasting their time applying for all these credit cards. Now, if that ever happens to you, my advice is change banks. How dare she? But then, how dare I? I let her take me out. I quit. I stopped doing it. I figured, oh, well, if the bank manager doesn't think I should be doing it, then I better not. More fool me. However, I am failing forward. I am learning that that is not exactly the person I should have been listening to. From there, I moved into a consulting role. I spent many years in the hospitality industry, and I was doing some consulting for hotels and restaurants. And I was very successful at that. And then I got involved in a project where the political outfall was pretty ugly. And I let it take me out. I thought, ugh, I don't want to get involved with all of this kind of stuff. I let it take me out. Rather than persevering and moving on and finding different clients, I let it take me out. Again, I'm failing forward. And in the meantime, too, I have had jobs, you know, that just over broke. I've had jobs through all of these. I've been doing these other kinds of things as well as. My next adventure was Kids Can Sew. I love to sew. It's one of my passions. And so I started teaching young children how to sew garments after school. I had no idea how to explode that business. What I really wanted to do was be able to have that business take over my slave camp job salary so that I could stay at home and teach kids how to sew. But I had no idea how to explode that business. And I stopped. Then I really failed forward. I changed who I was listening to. Big, big critical piece right there, changing who I was listening to, because building a business is a 2 to 5 year process. And I was one of those people who figured that it was just going to explode on me overnight because I decided to do it. Wrong. Building a business is a 2 to 5 year process. And as I prepare myself every single day over the 2 to 5 year process, that's when the magic occurs. That's when you are going to be able to take your business to the next level. 20 years ago, I started. And I will admit it now, I didn't back then because I didn't know any different because I wasn't listening to successful people. Only in the last 3 years have I really been focused. Focused on learning how to build the business. Focused on becoming an even better me to have the right to build the business. And one of the big things that you need to do right off the bat is to have the expression of a winner. You got to walk like a winner, talk like a winner, act like a winner. Because you know what? Crises and challenges are going to come up no matter what you do. Whether you decide to build a business or you decide not to, crises and challenges are going to show up. However, when you adopt the attitude of a winner and you are always failing forward, you're always moving forward and learning from what you have done, you will succeed. Quitters never win and winners never quit, right? We all know that phrase. No one is going to be able to make this happen for you but you. That's you have to decide that you are going to be that winner, to walk like a winner, talk like a winner, act like a winner, stand up straighter, put that smile on your face, be armed and ready for the challenges when they show up, because they definitely will show up. I have been faced with many challenges over the 3-year period as I build my business. People come, people go. People make a commitment for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes not even 2 hours. Some people hang in there. 97% of people at the age of 65 will be dead or dead broke. 3% will move on to build that life of financial freedom for themselves. Which one are you? Which one are you? That's a critical question that you need to ask yourself. Because what we need to be doing right now is arming ourselves to be ready for the challenges. Now, MLM is a business that has just as many challenges and just as many rewards as any other business out there. But two very critical things, two things that I personally have found very critical in my journey of success in MLM is practice and role play. I practice with my team. I encourage my team. In the beginning, before I had a team, I would practice in the mirror. When people were wanting, pardon me, when all of the different objections that I would receive, I would write them out on index cards and I would write out the answer, the way to respond, and I would practice. I had a stack of index cards that were at least an inch thick. And part of what my husband and I would do after dinner every night for 15 minutes, we would take and just read through those index cards. Didn't matter that the conversation didn't make sense. We just practiced and we would read through those cards. And some nights we would get through them more quickly than others, but we just kept going and kept going and kept going until that full 15 minutes was up. So we practiced and practiced and practiced. And you know what happens when you do that? When the time comes and you actually have someone standing in front of you saying, "Oh, I don't got no time," you know exactly what to say. Really? How come? Would you like to have more time? When you have practiced and practiced and practiced, you will be able to have the words you want to say come rolling right off your tongue, rather than getting all tongue-tied and trying to think, "Oh my gosh, what am I going to say? What am I going to say? Oh, I don't know. Oh, I can't remember what to say here." Practice allows you to have it roll right off your tongue. So the next piece is to role play. So again, in the beginning, before the team, I would practice, pardon me, role play with my husband. And I would get him to ask me the questions, and then I would have to respond. And of course, he wasn't allowed to ask, you know, the same questions in the same order. He had to mix them up so that I could respond without looking at the cards, without looking at the index cards. And it got to be a fun game for us. We used to have fun with those cards every night. Practicing, role-playing, practicing, and role-playing. Because MLM is about the numbers. 97% of people are dead or dead broke at the age of 65. In MLM, you're looking for the 3%. My team leader, Dave, calls it the pearl and the oyster. You've just got to go through. You've got to talk to people. You've got to talk to people. You've got to talk to people. Whether you choose to do it via the internet or whether you choose to do it in person. Personally, I like both. I like the interaction that you get from one-on-one with people, getting to know them, getting to find out who they are, what their dreams are, what their goals are. That is a skill that you need to develop every single day. And you can start as easily as walking down the street and smiling at people. You don't have to say anything, you just have to smile. And after you've done that for a while and you're comfortable with that, then you move up to saying good morning or hello. When you get comfortable with that, you're going to be able to initiate conversations, standing in a lineup, standing on a street corner, waiting for the light to change. Getting out of your comfort zone every day, getting out of your safe zone, where you feel safe, because your business will not grow if you stay in your comfort zone, if you stay in that safe place. Stretching yourself, practicing, role-playing, getting out of your comfort zone, developing those skills every single day is a must, is an absolute must. And even if your business isn't MLM, how many businesses are there out there that don't supply a product or a service? And when you supply a product or a service, you need customers. And when you have customers, you need customer service. So even if your business is not MLM, you need to practice and role play. Each day, take a look at doing three things you're not used to doing. They don't have to be gargantuan things. They could be tiny little things, like saying hello to someone you don't know. You will know where you need to stretch yourself to get out of that safe zone. The one thing that cures that procrastination of getting out of the comfort zone is action, by taking the action. And you can do it in leaps and bounds, or you can do it in baby steps. It's your choice. How fast do you want your business to build? How big is your dream? Where do you want it to take you? That will drive how quickly you step out of your safe zone, out of your comfort zone, and move forward, fail forward in your business. Everyone has your own fingerprint. Everyone has their own life print. And how you do something, anything, how you talk to people, how you drive your car, the attitude, is how you do everything. If you are a person who is full of vim and vigor, then you're full of vim and vigor whether you're doing the dishes or whether or not you're singing a song walking down the street. How you do anything is how you do everything. When you give it your all the time, you will be amazed at your results. Magic occurs when you are prepared. So you have prepared with practicing and role-playing. You have practiced getting out of your safe zone, getting out of your comfort zone. You're taking action. You're curing yourself of procrastination. That's where the magic occurs. That's where things happen. Expecting increase. When you have the mindset for expecting increase, you'll get it. You really will get the increase. That expressing yourself like a winner, talking like a winner, walking like a winner, acting like a winner. Expect that increase in your mindset. put it on a piece of paper. I expect an increase of my mindset. Put it on a piece of paper. Put it in front of you where you see it. Put it on the mirror in the bathroom. Put it on your computer at work. Put it where you can see it. I am expecting miracles daily. When you decide to build a business, jump in, give it your all, put your life print all over it, you will succeed. When you prepare, get out there every day, every day, every day, do something to get yourself out of your comfort zone, you will succeed. Back to that phrase, quitters never win and winners never quit. Which one are you? Are you part of the 97% or are you part of the 3%? So your beliefs, if you were not taught that you are a millionaire, then you're not going to believe you are. But your beliefs really are something that you have learned. And you're listening to this, I know you can learn something different. I know that for a fact. You've learned how to use a computer. You've learned how to use a cell phone. Where the pace of change is accelerating. We're all learning constantly. Change your beliefs just by changing your learning. Now, I am going to summarize tonight's call. Failing forward. If it was just about having information, everyone who is bright would be a millionaire. And I know that you know lots of people who are bright who are not millionaires. I expect to fail my way to the top. I've done it through my Avon, my real estate, my consulting, my Kids Can Sew. I have done it. You also can do it. Be armed and ready for the challenges that come your way, and they will come your way. Get yourself practicing. Get yourself involved in role play. Get out of that comfort zone every single day. Remember, it can just be a little bit. If you had a bucket underneath a tap that was dripping and it just dripped a couple of drips, over time that bucket would be full. Same concept applies with taking action, getting out of your comfort zone. Everything has your fingerprint. Everything has your life print. What is it you're saying whenever you do anything? I leave you with, walk like a winner, talk like a winner, and act like a winner. And I want all you winners to go to retirewithcarla.com. That's RETIREWITHCARLA.com. Submit your name and number, and we'll talk. Figure out where you fit in the team. And we'll get you started down that path of being the millionaire. I'd like to thank you for taking the time today to listen to this call, whether it be live or on the recording. And keep those comments and questions coming. I love to hear them. They put a smile on my face when I read them and when I listen to them. So thank you very much, and make it a great one.